According to a statement released by the Utah County Attorney's Office, Saratoga Springs police officers may have been acting in self-defense when they shot and killed Darian Hunt. The statement from Saturday says, quote, "Preliminary evidence suggests that Mr. Hunt brandished the sword and lunged towards the officers with the sword, at which time Mr. Hunt was shot," end quote. But an independent autopsy performed by a pathologist on Saturday doesn't support that account. According to Hunt family attorney Randall Edwards, the autopsy shows that Hunt was shot at least six times with a fatal wound in the middle of the back.
I think that probably the most important finding here was that Darian, the shot that killed him came from behind. The Utah County Attorney's Office indicated in a press release he was lunging toward the officers when he was shot. That seems a bit inconsistent with those findings of the independent autopsy. It also seems somewhat inconsistent with witness statements, some of which have already gone out to the media, that indicate that he was shot while he was running away from the police.
The Saratoga Springs Police Department had expressed frustration over the media's handling of the incident in a post on their Facebook page. The post, which was unattributed, read in part, "Everyone should remember that news outlets have ratings they need to gain. They don't report facts, they use innuendo, opinion, and rumor, and then report it as fact." That post has since been deleted. KCPW is unable to reach the Saratoga Springs Police Department for clarification. This incident occurs just a month after a controversial police-involved shooting death in South Salt Lake, as well as the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Because Hunt had an African-American father, his family suggested that the shooting was racially motivated. The Utah County Attorney's Office, however, says there's no indication that race was a factor, and Edwards stopped short of making a similar accusation.
Well, we don't know what the motivation is. Obviously, whenever you have a black victim and a white police officer, the issue of race is going to come up, if only even in the back of our minds. When asked about what possibly could be a motivation, I think that this grieving mother indicated that she believed that it was because he was black. But we will not know for certain what it was that was going through the officers' minds at the time that they shot him until we've had a chance to hear what they have to say. And so far, we haven't heard anything.
The Saratoga Springs police chief was expected to release a statement sometime Monday afternoon. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.